more dust more often, maybe it's time to get your air ducts clean. Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway, next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. That's RelaxFounders.com. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Tip Tooley Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One protects us here at the station. It protects our homes. There's no security company like Priority One. We live in a dangerous world. I watched the news today. It's just unbelievable things are going on. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, yesterday in Anderson, two guys wielding a shotgun broke into a home to try and steal somebody's parrot. That's not code for anything. That's literal. That happened. That happened. I mean, this is the world we live in. There are more kooks every single day. You got to protect what's yours. You got to protect the people you care about. It's the way it is. And Priority One, great people, and no one does it like them. Tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. I'm not sure what more there is. Listen, security is a personal decision. It may be the ultimate personal decision. I'm not telling you what to do. Maybe the bad guy will never find you. That's completely possible. Then again, maybe they'll find you 3 days from now. The question is, will you be ready? 288-1400, 288-1400, when you are. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Call my friends at Priority One. Ian Rappaport tweeted, Jerry, I'll get to you in a minute. Ian Rappaport tweeted, an hour ago, Ole Miss wide receiver DK Metcalf of social media fame measured in at 6'3 and 3'8, 228 pounds, 1.6% body fat. I'm not touching DK Metcalf with someone else's 20-foot pole. I'm just not. I'm not interested in him. He reminds me of David Boston. of Ohio State fame. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that Metcalf is a steroid user, as Boston tested positive for. I'm not suggesting that or implying it. You know, we'll see what happens in terms of that. I'm not saying that at all. But physically, I'm talking about that's who he looks like. He looked like Boston at that phase in his career. Again, I'm not implying that that's the case with Metcalf. Just to be clear, I don't like Metcalf from an athletic stiffness standpoint. You cannot be flexible. That is not the way a wide receiver needs to be built to be productive, flexible in the National Football League. I wouldn't touch him. That's just me. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. Well, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry, good. Appreciate you getting in.
All these guys, I just started thinking, Harper and Machado are very good players, but what would this market be today if Aaron and Mays and Mantle and Rose were playing? Now, you look at Machado, who's being criticized for his lack of hustle, and you look at Rose and the way that he hustled, the way that he played. What would the market be now?
Yeah, that's a point that I've raised, and again, I'm not even sure you can say Bryce Harper's a very good player. I mean, I don't even think that's true. I mean, I think he's a solid player. I mean, but yeah. he's again, both guys are divisive. Both guys have dogged it at times. Neither guy has proven to be a good clubhouse guy. Neither guy has proven to be a team leader. I mean, I'm sorry. I must be missing something. What did Machado do for Baltimore all those years? What did Bryce Harper do for Washington? What did he do?
You're talking about a solid pitching staff too that the Nationals had. You go along with some other hitters as well.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you're somebody who's talking up Bryce Harper, if you think that's a great deal, then I guess you're picking them to win the division and to compete for the World Series. If you're not, then it's a silly deal.
You also look at baseball now, where it's kind of watered down. Back then, I think you had the best of the best, and now you just got guys pitching that are Triple A, Double A, borderline anyway. So, I mean, I still enjoy it, but again, it's not the same product.
This is the
one sport where I don't think it's
got
better over the years.
No, that's right. And again, if again, even in the game right now, if these guys are worth that money, what is Mike Trout worth? Mike Trout's worth $500 million then. And if Mike Trout's worth that, what would a Barry Bonds or a Willie Mays be worth? What would those guys be worth? What would a Ken Griffey Jr. be worth? I mean, Willie Mays would be worth $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a run. It's just to see Aaron and Mantle and those guys in the market today.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Yep. See, this is what happens when you artificially set a price on a guy that has never demonstrated he's worth that type of money. You've basically ruined the salary cap structure for everybody else and for yourselves, even within the structure of your own team, because now other guys are going to come wanting their money too. And they're all going to point to that, what you gave him. That's another reason you can't do it. Again, that's why these are stupid teams. That's why these are losing teams, losing organizations. Stupid teams do stupid things. Again, it's just clear. The elite teams weren't interested in these guys because they weren't going to do this because they're smart and they're good. That's all you need to know. That's the simplest litmus test of all. The Yankees and Red Sox weren't involved because they're smart. The stupid teams were involved because they're dumb. David, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Dave. Appreciate you getting in.
Just, I guess with this whole Harper thing and the money, I mean, it's. I guess what I don't understand, and maybe you don't either, but I'm asking, why do teams do this? I mean, why? I mean, you see guys in the NFL who are great players sign 4-year deals, 3 years guaranteed and an option. Why is it just baseball who does these 10, 13-year deals. I mean, is it, you know, I would study the economics and stuff like you do, but I don't, why does baseball do it? I that's what I can't comprehend.
You know, David, I think, again, it gets down to intelligent teams versus stupid teams. And I don't think the intelligent teams were ever going to do this. I mean, the to my knowledge, the only other team that had offered Harper this type of money, or offered Machado that type of money, excuse me, that time frame, was the White Sox. They offered him 8 years. The White Sox, after they didn't get Machado, were shocked that anybody had offered him 10 years. And now along comes Philadelphia offering Harper 13 years. See, I don't think any of the smart teams were willing to do that. I think teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox might have been interested in Harper. But if they were interested, they would have been interested over a five-year term. Those teams are smart. They're not going to pay a non-self-motivated individual over 13 years. That's just, it is invincibly stupid. There's no other way around it. Again, if this guy was a driven guy, if he had Mike Trout's attitude, if he was a driven guy, if he had demonstrated that, if he was a good clubhouse guy, then you might make the case for signing him to a long-term deal. But what you basically did is you locked yourself in a room for 13 years with Kathy Bates from that, what was that movie, Ramona?
Misery.
That's what you've done. You've locked yourself in a room with Kathy Bates for 13 years.
But who signs the dot? I mean, how can everybody in an organization, I mean, you got a GM, you got a president of operations, you got this and that. Dude. How does it go through all of these, and then some guys, like, you know, something, guys, that's right, you know, and whoever his agent was, Gary, you know, yeah, you've got a really good point. I mean, how does it get through? I mean, all these people with all this money, who, they're not stupid people, I don't think.
Yeah.
Who is the guy who makes the final approval? I mean, I'm just blown away.
I think David, is they're short-sighted. I think that they see an immediate problem that is a discontented fan base, and they want to find some resolution to it. So they throw money at the first thing that looks like an answer in terms of putting butts in the seats and selling their product. And again, they may actually get some initial positive early response to this the first two or three years. But by the time you get to year four in this, it will be quite clear to everyone involved what a disastrous move this was and how they've locked themselves in a room with Kathy Bates for 13 years and they don't have any way out.
I agree with you. All right. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, David. No, it's not me, Texter. Texter asked, are we in a windstorm? No, but the last two callers were in windstorms, I think. I think David was in a windstorm, and I think Jerry was in a windstorm. That's a fair point. Quickly, let me tell you about Crude LED. Why Crude LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in the daily cost of operation with lower electric bills, less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, more productive office space, safer workspace, happy customers. Look, lighting makes people happy. Lighting makes people happy. It makes them feel safer. It makes them more likely to go to your business. It also distinguishes you from your competition. If you're in business, one way to distinguish yourself immediately is if your signage just outbrights and outsigns everybody else's. That's what you get with Crude LED. If you're a contractor or electrician, if you don't have Crude LED working with you, you're putting in parking lots or industrial complexes, you are falling further behind. Trust me when I tell you this. Why Crude LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost for installation up front. Why Crude LED? Innovation and experience that delivers just the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crude LED today, 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. Tell them I sent you. Do it today. Put Crude LED to work for you. Craig, how are you?
Walter, how's my best friend?
Craig!
How you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
Two quick points. One is that guy they were talking about, Bryce Harper and this Manning, whatever his name is, guy. You know, and he talked about Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and Mickey Mantle. And of those three, Mickey Mantle is probably the least of the three. But in Monument Park, you know what they have on? You know what they say on his statue and his plaque in Monument Park at the end? A great teammate.
Yeah.
That's on there. That's a fact. You probably knew that.
Yeah.
Do you think Manny Machado or Bryce Harper would ever have done anything?
Exactly. See, that's why that's the biggest reason of all. You can't do this. It just is. You know, again, yeah. Terry Bradshaw for a million years, in speaking about quarterbacks, has indicated that the most important element of quarterback play to him is that a quarterback be a leader of men. Well, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado aren't quarterbacks, but when you pay them $330 million, they better be leaders. And neither one of these guys have ever demonstrated the first iota's worth of leadership capability or qualities.
And everybody should go to Yankee Stadium and read those plaques. I've been there. My kids have been there. Not my daughter. She didn't want to go. And the next thing is with the draft, don't laugh at me. They're going to get in the later rounds, but I want the Jets to draft Benny Snell. And you know why. You know exactly why. Because maybe he can do, when we get to the Super Bowl, maybe he can do what his uncle did for us. I'm on this Benny Snell bandwagon just because, you know, actually Matt Snell is really hurt. He's probably going to be passing away. And in my world, he was a great Jet.
He was a great Jet. He was a part of that backfield with Emerson Boozer.
Yeah, Emerson Boozer. Yeah, that's right. Yep, Emerson Boozer. Yep. And that was a great. That's the only reason we beat the Colts was because of the running game.
Yep.
But yeah, I actually wanted the Jets to draft Benny Snell for sentimental reasons. I don't know what kind of a ball player he is, to be honest with you. It's more sentimental reasons. Yep. And besides, RGM can't.
He's a good player.
Anyway,
he's so a good player. He's had some emotional issues.
Well, see, I should be in charge of that. I would just give all of them weed and let them smoke weed. And they have to stop this. They have to stop this. Weed crap in the NFL.
And your old team would be suspended.
They have to. They have to stop this weed crap in the NFL. It's the biggest joke. Even the players know that. Because it's the weed thing is ridiculous. Okay, it is totally ridiculous. The NFL's got to get it. I'm going to start traveling pretty soon. I'm going to be home pretty soon. Love you guys.
Thank you, Craig. All right, Scotty and Seneca, you're going to be up. But when we come back, we're scheduled to have Clemson men's basketball coach Brad Brownell with us. So, Scotty, either hang in there or call me back in just a little bit. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break. We will be right back.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche. Another owner in the night.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Quickly, we'll get to Coach Clemson Coach Brad Burnell in 1 second. Let me tell you about Earth Creations, the makers of Optinose. I was up in Travelers Rest and visited this facility. It's state of the art. It's unbelievable. It's football fields and football fields. Even the lab is enormous. They manufacture everything right there, over 40 years experience. But I'm here to tell you about Optinose. It's clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique, build muscle fast. It's genetically engineered, and that is the difference. You use generally, naturally, your body uses only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinose, you're using over 70% of the protein for muscle building, muscle repair, and development, rather than just being used as fuel. It's because Optinose works on a genetic level, so your body is utilizing more carbs, fats for energy, and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. This means big muscles fast, change your physique, change your endurance, get back and do it again the next day. It gets you into shape faster and you stay in shape. Optinose lets you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. That is Optinose, clinically tested, proven safe for men and women. You take three pills at one time, capsules I should say, with your highest protein meal of the day. That's it. It's $30 a bottle. Go to upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any nutritional regimen. All right, let's get to Coach Brown now. Coach, how are you, Coach?
Doing good, Walt. How are you, buddy?
Good. First of all, congratulations on another big win. You know, I heard you with Don the other day, and you were talking about the length of the season. It really has grown, hasn't it? I mean, are you feeling the impact of that?
A little bit. It's hard not to. Obviously, I think you get re-energized here late in the year with you kind of know what's at stake and where you're at and what you're competing for. But at the same time, it's an incredibly long distance race. I mean, these guys, everybody's excited when you start back to school and you start on your skill work, and then you're kind of doing conditioning, and now with practice starting in September, it seems a little different. And this year has seemed long at times, and I know we just moved the season up 3 or 4 days, but it's made a difference.
You know, going into the Pitt game last night, I went back the other day and I rewatched the first game to get some idea of what I was expecting to see last night, and I expected you to win by double digits. I thought it would be a little bit of a different game in the first game, because the first game Eli was in early foul trouble, only played 16 minutes. You didn't need him. Javon White gave you a lot of contribution in that game, but you were on fire from 3-point range and hot right from the beginning, got off to a big lead. I thought that this would be more of an Eli Thomas game because I just didn't see any body types on a young, physically immature Pittsburgh team that would be able to deal with Thomas. And I thought that's what we saw in the first half. I mean, and they had to overcommit to stopping him, whether they dug down, whether they used big-to-big doubles. Mm-hmm. And he did a really good job of distributing the ball and kicking it back out, I thought, against those doubles.
Yeah, he did. And, it's funny. Both games started almost the exact same way, with us getting it inside to Eli, him being double-teamed, and then him making good passes out, and Shelton Mitchell making a three to start both games. And so that's about a perfect scenario for our team, getting Shelton a three and him making it and kind of getting us off to a good start. That's really just helps us a little bit. And but I thought Eli was very good. They do some things where they front the post, they switch, they pressure you to try to keep it out of there some, and then they also play 2-3 zone and pack it back in and, can make it a little bit challenging that way. But our guys did a pretty good job. We didn't play as well in the second half, but when you go back and watch the film, we actually really got the ball to some good places and could have had some more points. Marquise was 0-for-7 in the second half, which obviously a problem for us, but thankfully we played great in the first half and were able to put the big lead together again.
Well, I didn't, and you correct me if you think I'm wrong here, but in watching both games, I didn't think Pittsburgh did a good job of leveling off ball handlers when they were playing man defense in either game. And I thought the result of that was also a lot of wide open perimeter shots. But I thought when they switched to the zone, especially in the second half, I thought the offense bogged down. It just didn't seem to me. I know you said you got some shots, but let me ask you this. I know Georgia Tech played a lot of zone against you. You were pretty effective against them. Syracuse, not so much. They're coming up again. Mm-hmm. And last night, I thought you struggled in that regard. Is part of it that you're missing the type of guy that you would conventionally flash to the sweet spot when you're facing a half-court 2-3 zone, and that you don't have a guy who's 6'7", 6'8", who can turn and hit that shot, put it on the ground, and or kick that thing out once the zone collapses on him, like maybe a Dante Grantham could have?
Yeah, well, I think that would help. That's ideal. He's the ideal player for that, no question. And Amir's probably our next best guy, and he was in foul trouble in the second half, and so didn't get as many touches and opportunities to do it. We put Marquise in there some. He was 0-for-4 at the free throw line area. I thought some of them were good shots. I got fouled once. They didn't call it. But, you got to live and die with good players in good positions, and he certainly had chances. And some of it is just when you play with a lead, too. I mean, you get a little conservative. Oh, yeah. Guys get a little tentative. You miss a shot or two. Like, we got two wide-open shots right at the beginning. David Scar got one. Shelton Mitchell got one. We didn't make those. Marquise had a good shot and missed it. So now all of a sudden you just – it's just the nature of the way the game's going to go a little bit. They did a better job of probably packing it in and making it a little bit harder on Eli. And then we had some other opportunities. We got to the high post, Marquise, and we didn't score. So You know, that's all stuff you just got to kind of work through. And, you know, Hunter Tyson was huge. He came in and banged down a couple threes, and, you know, the lead never got below 10. So, well, it seemed like we weren't playing as well. We knew they were going to make a run. I do think our guys did a good job defensively in both halves.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's all sort of semantics anyway. I mean, we're talking about a Pitt team that even though they've been on a losing streak, they've been competitive at home. They lost a close game to Virginia Tech, a close game to NC State. It's not like they've been getting blown out. I mean, last night was really the first time they were sort of taken out of a game recently at home early on. So you're right. I mean, it's sort of a perspective thing, and all these games have ebbs and flows to them. And nobody holds a. Rarely holds a 25-point lead for a whole game.
Right.
You know, right. So I get that element of it. And when you look at it, do you think is there in facing a zone like that, or in the Syracuse game, which is down the road? I realize. Do you want to try and beat it down the court more? I mean, do you want to try and get some more early opportunities before the zone sets up?
Yeah, and certainly we'd like to do that some, and it's probably easier said than done,
yeah.
But we do. I thought we did a really good job. I thought we did a better job in handling the press the second time here against Pitt than we did the first time. It was a little different than we thought when we first played them. We made a couple of adjustments. I thought our guys did a really good job of pushing it up the floor. We actually, I think we had 8 or 10 points against the press, which was good. But it's not a press where they're all out trapping, so they're trying to, you know, slow you down, get you out of rhythm,
right.
Make you use some clock, right. Which you're going to do, especially if you have a lead, and so you're not quite as aggressive. But yes, absolutely, if there are times to beat it down, you got to try to beat it down. And, you know, Syracuse is obviously very good at it. Sometimes there have been a few teams that have been able to kind of to get ahead of them and do it. We're going to have to try to do that in a couple of weeks when we play them.
And they, you know, Syracuse, they sort of just suck you in to taking long, bad shots. Everybody. I mean, the Louisville game, Louisville went 5 for 28 against them. Because, you know, the tentacles of that zone, and I know, realize we're not at Syracuse, but the tentacles of that zone reach out so far that it's almost like when you're out there playing, I've seen guys actually go up for jump shots against them that I don't think they know where they are in the court. You know, they
you're
think
deeper
they're,
than you think you
right.
are. No
you think
question.
You're towed up and you're really 24 feet out.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. I get calls from coaching buddies that, you know, are all amazed. Like, well, what is it about the Syracuse zone? Like, why is it so good? What is it that they, I said, number one, fellas, like they're doing it with 6'5" guards, 6'8" wings, and sometimes with a 7'2" center. So like, you don't have any of that. So like your zone is not going to begin to resemble their zone. That's point one. Number two is that's all they play.
Yeah, dedicated.
So they've seen everything that you can try to do against it, and if you somehow come up with something, you might get a basket or two, but they're going to be able to adjust. There's just not as many different unique things. And so then it really boils down to players making plays. You got to put guys in positions on the court, and your players have to make right reads and decisions and shots. And they are going to push you. If you shoot it better, like when we played with Gabe DeVoe, on Gabe DeVoe's side, they're at 25 feet with Gabe DeVoe.
Yep.
And they're just, they also, because they're so big and long, playing at the rim, like we threw it right to the rim to Eli in the first possession of the game, right under the basket. He closed off the score and he got called for a charge. And so they're very good at closing the rim and blocking shots and coming down. And that's where their size is also a factor that people don't realize, that most people. Like last night, we could throw it in there a few times, and Eli could get his shot off and hook it in. Javen had a really nice hook in the first half. But it's just different when you play those guys because of their size and because that's all they do, and they swarm to it. And so your decision-making is really about a second. And if you don't make the right decision, you can be trapped. And it's obviously why Jim Boeheim's in the Hall of Fame, and they recruit to their system.
Yep. Let's talk for a second about Hunter Tyson. I have been of the opinion, it's sort of been a part of our conversations for all year. I think he's the best pure shooter on this team, and I think he's going to be a great shooter. I realize that his shot is still a little mechanical. He has to have his feet set, He hadn't seen the ball go in, so he hadn't had that confidence develop. Some of those things are starting to happen for him. Are you of the belief that as he sees the ball go in more times, that his shot will actually quicken and his release will quicken just based on that confidence?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, it's funny, there's a saying in coaching, it's hard to coach confidence. Like, it's hard to coach confidence into your players, especially when it comes to a skill. I mean, you can coach them to be a little tougher and let's go fight, let's do all that. But, like, you know, it's like making a four-foot putt, side hill putt. You can try really hard, but trying harder doesn't make it easier. You know what I mean?
Right.
You, making a shot, when we need you to make a shot, that's almost puts more pressure on you. So to be able to relax and just focus on the process and shoot it in, I mean, there's something that comes from that that you got to believe. Now, I believe Hunter thinks he's a really good shooter, and he is a good shooter. I don't think his confidence has really gotten shaken too much. But you do eventually need to see a few balls go in. Obviously, the shot at Virginia against Virginia Tech was huge. He made two good plays in that game. You know, unfortunately, go to Miami and he goes 0-for-4 and has three great looks, and two of them rattle in and out, and you think they're halfway down, and it just kind of didn't go for him. And then the other night, he steps in and he just knocks them down, makes three, and those are big time shots. And certain games are better for him than others. Physically, you know, he still struggles with certain situations and certain people and matchups, and so he's really battling to learn that time. But I'm really proud of him. Like, he's rebounded, he's not afraid to go in there and fight.
He mixes
he's on the
it up.
Floor for loose balls. He took a charge last night. Like, he's growing as a player. He's growing as a competitor, and I think that's really a big factor for some guys that play in a smaller school and aren't used to having to really do different things. I was teasing him the other day. I said, man, I watched you play a lot in high school. I don't ever remember you taking a charge. We finally have got you to take charges and dive on the floor for loose balls and, you know, not stop acting like a prima donna and a guy that's trying to earn minutes. And he did that last night. He was terrific.
Well, you know, and people forget, have a tendency to forget. Everyone remembers Gabe DeVoe for his last year here. But there were a lot of fails for Gabe DeVoe before that. He grew up
there
in the system and got a little bit better every year. And I think it's pretty easy to project that Hunter Tyson's going to be a very good player the next couple of years. I think we're just scratching the surface, it looks to me like, with him.
Yeah, we're very happy with him. I think he works extremely hard. And, you know, he's a guy that needs some reps and just needs some strength. And with time, he's going to be really good. And yeah, we're super excited about him and, you know, very optimistic that he's going to continue to develop much like Gabe did.
Can you hang with me for a few more minutes? We have to take a quick break. I want to get into North Carolina
Absolutely.
A little bit. Coach Brad Brownell, Clemson head men's basketball coach, off a big win against Pittsburgh. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, quickly, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Listen, if you're in need of a mattress and you love saving money, the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop their huge weekend sale. How about this? Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 10th. Okay, so this is coming up. March 8th through March 10th with our biggest discounts ever. Save a percentage on select mattresses. You'll still get a foundation free. We'll have our biggest selection available to choose from, options for everyone. You don't want to miss this special sale. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca off Highway 123, right across from Chick-fil-A, March 8th through March 10th, the biggest sale ever at the Simmons Mattress Outlet. Stop suffering. Stop waking up with neck pain and back pain and start enjoying a better night's sleep immediately. You will thank me later. Get there. Quick break. We'll be right back with Coach.
This weekend, the Battle of the Palmetto State resumes on the diamond as the Tigers and the Gamecocks square off in their annual weekend series for bragging rights in the state. The Tigers host the Gamecocks Friday at 6 p.m., with the second meeting being played at Four Field in Greenville at 1 p.m. and then wrapping up Sunday in Columbia at 1 p.m. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, two bedrooms, and three bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T.
And Back to 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, backto30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Baby, do you understand me now?
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We are to be CCP 105.5 The Roar, and we are once again joined by Clemson head men's basketball coach Brad Brownell. Coach, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Just out of curiosity, Coach, I know early in the season you weren't doing this. I mean, the NCAA tournament around the corner, ACC tournament around the corner. Do the players know it now? Are they aware of it now? They know what they have to do now? Or do you still just want them focusing on game to game and that's just a distraction?
No, they. You certainly want them just focusing on game to game, because I think that's all you can control,
yep.
And you know that's what's most important. But oh, absolutely, I think they know where we are, and you know probably not every single one of them, and they probably don't check it every day, but a lot of them do, and you know look at all the different bracketology things. Occasionally, they get asked about it. You know, you hope that they're paying attention. If they're not paying attention, they probably don't care too much.
So, there you go.
But we don't make a big deal about getting into all that, and we don't go into scenarios of we need to win this one versus that one, and 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, 6 out of 8. We don't do any of that. We just, okay. But they know with the urgency of where things stand, and that, you know, hey, for a long time now, we've had a lot in front of us, a lot to play for, and, you know, there are a lot of teams at this time of year that don't. So you just, you know, keep going to work and let's stick with it.
And it's all still there. I mean, it's all still there. It's
absolutely.
All still very, very attainable. All right. You have a big challenge coming up, a very big challenge. You got a North Carolina team that is probably playing their best basketball of the entire season.
Correct.
You know, and obviously a big part of that is White at lead guard, who has just gotten better and better over the course of the year, and now seems to regularly be putting up 30-point games. First North Carolina freshman in history to have 3 30-point games in a season, and a lot of it has come lately.
Yeah, I didn't need to be reminded of that. but I'm well aware of it, but I didn't need to be reminded of it. No, he's outstanding. I mean, he's got size. He's 6'4". He's got tremendous confidence. He's got great ball skills. You know, I watched him play a million times because he was on the same AAU team as Hunter Tyson and John Newman. And so we've seen him, you know, heck, I saw him back in high school when he was a sophomore, and we were one of the first schools to offer him a scholarship. He's just, he's an elite guard. Obviously, he'll be in the league at some point, and he can score just about any way you want. And because of his size, you know, it's helped him in terms of his transition of coming in as a freshman and being able to play over top of people. And, he's a tremendous talent.
This may be more info than you want to reveal, but do you envision, Reed and Scara taking turns at him defensively?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's the hard part is, some teams in our league that you play, and a lot of teams have one, maybe two good players that can really score.
Yeah.
You know, that's so hard with North Carolina because there's really four guys out of the five that start that could go for 25 and have in their career. Obviously, Cam Johnson is a tremendous player. He's averaging about 17 points a game, and he's playing some of his best basketball and shoots it lights out from three, but also has been able to put it on the ground and make plays. Kenny Williams is an elite three-point shooter. You know, if he were playing on a lot of other teams, he'd average 15, 16 points a game, but they got to spread it out. Obviously, Luke May is, you know, he's one of my favorite players in college basketball. He's just tremendous. I thought what he did against Duke in that game was, you know, unbelievable, and he never changed his expression the whole game. He just kept playing. And so, you know, we can't just lock in on one guy. That's the challenge of playing North Carolina. Yeah. They're just so talented offensively, play with such confidence that they can beat you in a lot of different ways.
And Cam Johnson's a guy who, for whatever reason, likes playing against Clemson. They always seem to have one guy who likes playing against Clemson. In the past, it was Wayne Ellington.
Well,
he seems to, for whatever reason, he seems to have played some of his best basketball of his North Carolina career against Clemson.
Well, that's saying something because he's played a lot of good basketball against a lot of people.
Yes.
But you're right. He's had some success against us and made shots, and they do a good job of running some things for him. And then he's just talented. I mean, he's 6'7" or 8", probably 6'8", and with a high release and moves well. And you know, you combine that with the way they play and then having other people to worry about, you know, it's going to open up some things for him. But, yeah, he's a tremendous talent.
And, you know, he's really, I think since the time he got to North Carolina when he came from Pitt, he was really just a spot-up shooter when he arrived. And he's really used his shot to be able to do some other things. He'll occasionally put it on the floor. He'll improve his position. He'll drive the ball occasionally. He didn't do those things when he first got there.
Yeah, I think there was a point when he was probably trying to fit in a little bit.
Yeah.
And you could almost sense it early on, and now he's well past all of that. He's, you know, he views himself as an elite player in our league, and he is. And as you mentioned, his shot fake one and two dribble pull up is really high level. And it's taking his game to another level, because now you can't just guard him one way. And again, being 6'8" and being able to shoot the ball high, again, he plays over top of a lot of people.
And he's so efficient because he doesn't need to put the ball on the ground either. There have been games where, you know, he had 7-8 field goals with just a few bounces.
No, absolutely. They do a great job. Obviously, they run the old Dean Smith passing game after they run their secondary break stuff, and the ball moves. One of the things that you appreciate about their team is the way they share the ball. The ball moves from side to side. Everybody, you know, gets touches. They don't ball dominate with one guy, and there's not a lot of dribbling, and the ball swings. They have a great mix to their game. They can post you with certain guys. They'll set a few random ball screens, but, you know, they're also setting down screens and flares in their motion to try to space the court and let the ball do the work. And so, obviously, you know, there's not as much of that in college basketball anymore, and because of that, it makes it probably even a little bit more difficult to guard.
Yeah, you're 100% right. As always, you know, they are playing a style that is a little unique to them. Do you think this is his best coaching job in recent memory? I mean, he really seems to have brought this team along nicely to this point of the season.
Yeah, he's done a great job. Obviously, he's got several years of great coaching jobs at his time at Carolina, but he's done a really good job with this group. There's no question there. As you mentioned, I think they're playing their best basketball right now. You can see how they've evolved a little bit. They seem like they really enjoy playing together. I think the pieces really fit. Nasir Little, obviously one of the, you know, top 10 players coming in the class, along with Kobe White. Nasir Little has really kind of found his stride now, and that's another high-level athlete. You just see him, and he physically looks like Zion and those guys at Duke. It's just a different level athlete that they bring in that can play a bunch of different positions. And I think he's gotten more comfortable on that, and Kobe White. He and Kobe White have both gotten more comfortable, and I think that's why they're playing their best basketball right now. They don't look like the same team that was playing in November.
And this team's a little bit different than many of Roy's past teams, whether he's at Kansas or here, in that, you know, traditionally he's favored having two big post players. He doesn't really have that on this team. And yet this team continues to be a great rebounding team. And I would think going into this game, two of your primary concerns have to be defensive transition
defense,
and rebounding the basketball.
Absolutely. I think Luke May is a big part of that. I mean, Luke is such a good rebounder, and he plays the four and the five. And when he's at the four, then they're more traditional size in terms of Brooks in there at the five, and they're a little bit bigger, and they can do some of the power stuff. But obviously, he allows them to be able to spread the floor and do some other things. And then obviously what Roy's done the last couple of years is downsize a little bit and play Luke at the five. And that's what's begin to change him a little. Theo Pinson played some four for him last year. Obviously Cam Johnson goes to the four some, or Nasir Little plays some four. And so they're small by UNC standards, but they're not really small by what everybody else is doing. They're more like what everybody else plays. And so it's a little bit of a change from the old North Carolina teams, but it's really not much different than what most of the rest of us play with regularly. And so they obviously have a lot of good basketball players out on the floor that can all dribble, pass, and shoot.
You know, two games recently, this team has done a really good job, you guys have, all year on the glass. Two games recently, I think, were maybe a little bit more of a problem. Second shots, I think, against BC, but certainly against Florida State. Does this need to be a game where Amir really mixes it up on the defensive glass as well and gives Eli some help in that regard? Because I thought North Carolina killed Syracuse with second shots. And obviously they're in a zone, but which is a different responsibility.
No, absolutely. They've got, and Syracuse has great size and length, as we talked about earlier. So, you know, the thing with North Carolina that's different, I think they get 36 or 37% of their misses, is they send four guys first.
Right.
Like they're sending all four guys. One guy gets back. because they don't mind if they give up a couple of transition baskets. They want the game going up and down, and so if,
yeah. So they're not as concerned with court,
and you get a layup, they're okay.
Yeah, they're not as concerned with court balance as you may need to, be.
As most of us, yeah. You know, it's funny. Yeah, I would say 70-75% of the teams are more concerned with getting defensive transition, and so that, you know, that first of all, they're going to get some because they're sending more guys. And then the second thing is, you know, they do a great job of it. It's you know, it's part of who they are, what they talk about. It's one of the top two or three things I would think on their board of what's important. And so they're going after it every time. They're going to come with different guys. They obviously have good athletes, and so it's hard to keep them off. And then sometimes within the motion and you know, you don't know when the shot's coming on defense. It's not as easy to be in a position to check your man out. And so you got to be able to see the ball at all times, and that can be a little more challenging against them.
And then the danger of those second shots is they kick a lot of those out and turn them into open threes.
Correct. Absolutely. It's one of the things they do better than anybody because they get so many offensive rebounds. They're very well schooled to kick it out, and that's when Cam Johnson and Kobe White and those guys knock down threes that feel like backbreakers because you got them to stop, yeah. You got them to miss, and then you didn't get the rebound, and it ends up in a three. And, yeah, those are painful.
Yeah, last element of every good defensive possession, a clean defensive rebound. Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck. I really believe in you, believe in what this team is doing. I still love the direction of it, and I still think you're getting into the tournament, and I think you're going to be a dangerous team once you do. Thanks, as always, Coach. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, my man. Good to be on with you. Look forward to seeing everybody Saturday night at 6.
There you go. See you. Brad Brownell, barely big game against North Carolina, a North Carolina team that's playing their best basketball of the year. So the challenge is very real. We'll talk a little more about that. Great conversation. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry, period. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have a competitive advantage over the rest of us because we don't have specialists. You know, you don't go to a general practitioner to have open heart surgery. So you have an advantage. It's hard to know. Listen, this is not your father's Oldsmobile. It's not those old garages where they had, you know, the belts hanging from the ceiling and they work on anything. You can't do that anymore. You need the specialist at our First Class Halt. A Hunter Machinery, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are so clean you could eat off the floor. Call them in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. I'll be back.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
This weekend, the Battle of the Palmetto State resumes on the diamond as the Tigers and the Gamecocks square off in their annual weekend series for bragging rights in the state. The Tigers host the Gamecocks Friday at 6 p.m., with the second meeting being played at Four Field in Greenville at 1 p.m. and then wrapping up Sunday in Columbia at 1 p.m. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Clemson Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids' entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Campy Foundation Specialists, 475-1671, or visit us at campyfoundationsc.com.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, MECTI Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jewelers is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out. Spend St. Patrick's Day with us, March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV.